Is daf kuf vav. So we got to the bottom of kuf hey and beis, the new Mishnah. Mishnah tells us hamakabel sadem ichaver, a person who accepts a field from his chaver, from his friend, and va'achl chagav, and come along some grasshoppers and they wipe out the produce, or nishtiva or some other type of thing. Maka affects the field. In maka medina, it's something that affected the entire country. So he menachal aminichuchuro. So then he could take it off of the lease that he pays that he couldn't produce so much. Rashi explains that look at makas medina mefarish begemara v'hal less ela bechachunusa. It can be a case of kablanus where you split the revenue. So whatever, even though it's less, you just do always half and half. It's where there's a set lease. So in a situation, makas medina, then we're able to be menacha from the individual. Rashi explains, ain't a menacha. We are menacha lo. But then the Gemara says, Mishisha says, min chachuro im ein makas medina. If it's not something that affected the entire country, only this particular field, then ein menacha lo min hachichur. Then he cannot take it off the monthly payments, says Rashi. Why? Damalo mazal chagaram. We say to the worker, this is your mazal that caused it. You worked the land, you messed it up. It's coming out of your paycheck. You don't get we don't take off any money from the lease. You pay the full monthly payment. So then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im kibla heimanu b'mos, if he accepted to pay money as opposed to produce. If I'm working the farm for you, and I said, you know what, I'm going to pay $1,000 worth of corn for you. So we're paying from the corn, so then that it will be a situation where it might affect, decrease the price if it's a makas medina or not a makas medina. But if I said, I'll pay you $1,000, not from the produce, but $1,000 set, so then bein kach, im nachalo michechuro, then it does not affect the price, even though it may have been a makas medina, then I still have to pay the full $1,000 because I accepted to pay you money as opposed to paying you in produce. So Gemara says, "Hey, chidami makas medina." What is an example of makas medina that affects the entire country? Amar of Yehuda kigon de ishtav ruba de be'aga. That most of the fields in this area were affected by this makas. That's what it means, rov. It doesn't have to be so global, so large, and so expansive. As long as four fields from four directions were affected, that's called Makas Medina. It was beyond simply this land. It could be, even though it's very, very narrow in its scope, that's still considered a Makas Medina. Four sides were affected. So Amar Ula. Ula says, Bo b'maarav, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, they asked the following question. Nishtav telam echad al pnei kulo mai. Let's say, not the adjacent fields, but the adjacent rows only. The four neighbors, only their first row that's touching my center field that I'm working, that was affected. Is that considered Makas Medina? Or only if the entire field on each of the sides were completely wiped out? And let's say, Nishtayar Telem Echad Al Pnei Kula Mahu. Let's say the entire field, with the exception of one row, was affected. So there's still one row that was unaffected. There was some space in between. Rashi explains here that Nishtayar Telem Echad, Kol Svivoseha Shelo Nishtaf, the entire surrounding fields were not affected. Varbasado Shesivoseha Nishtafu Gamzu Nishtafa. So what happened was, my middle field was affected, was destroyed. And then there's a row, the first row of each of the adjacent fields were unaffected, but then after that row, everything else was affected. So do we view that as being a separation of some sort? Or is that considered a continuous flow in Makas Medina? Then the Mishnah says further, rather the Gemara asks further, in the Ma'arava they asked, Afsika Bira Ma. Let's say there was an interruption of a bore of some sort that was in between my field and the adjacent field. So is that considered a continuous flow of Makas Medina? Or no, that's, since there's already a Hefsek, it's viewed as a Maka on my property, not a Makas Medina. Then the Gemara asks further, Asafsisa Mai. What's Asafsisa? So Rashi explains the last line of Kuf Hei Amud Beis, Asafsisa Hayu Osan Shizviyoseh Zeros Shachas L'mayichah Behem Avlo Nishtadfu. Let's say the adjacent fields, they were growing what's called aftergrowth. So really nothing of substance. That was for the animals to eat. So that food, since it's such low quality, wasn't affected by this makkah. So it wasn't affected by this. Is that considered a hefsek or not? Just because the adjacent fields weren't affected, it's because they're growing low quality food. But maybe had they been growing higher quality foods, maybe it would have been affected and could be viewed as a Makas Medina. So that's part of the questions that they asked in Ma'arava. They're not done yet. So then the Gemara asks on the top of Kuv Vav Amun Aleph, Zera Acher Mai. Let's say they planted something else that wasn't. So look at Rashi, Zera Acher Mai, Im Tim Salomar Asafsis Alav. Havsakahi mishum delab bichlag gzeres peranios hatuahi. Let's say having some shachas, the aftergrowth that were unaffected, but then the field afterwards was affected by this makkah. We don't view it as a hefsek. Let's say, says Rashi explaining this, let's say, but what about Zera Acher Mihavi Hafsaka? Let's say you have, I don't know, corn and then cranberries and then corn. So the corn was affected, but the cranberry that was in between my field and your field was unaffected. So is that considered a hefsek, that the cranberry really should have been affected by this makkah, and it wasn't? Tells me it wasn't considered a makkah's medina. Or no, we say different types of makkahs affect different types of produce. So then the Gemara asks, before the Gemara asks, answers any of these questions, the Gemara says, Chiti legave sorim kizera acher dami ola. Well, what's considered different meaning? Are wheat and barley different or not? So kol ha'olam, let's say another question they asked in Marava. Kol ha'olam kula b'shidafon v'shelo b'yirakon. Let's say the entire world was affected by some type of, I don't know, what shidafon, how they say this in English? I don't know, some disease. And Yerakon was some other different types of makas. So, but in the end of the day, everyone had their crops wiped out. But my field was different than the rest of the world. Or Inami kol olam kula bi Yerakon v'shelo bi Shidafon. So my, what's the halacha in all these cases? Is that considered makas medina or not? And in Marava, they had no answer. They said, teku. Gemara now says four lines down on Kuvav. Amar le zara chiti v'azil hu v'zara sa'ari. So let's say the worker says to the landlord, I'm going to plant wheat, and instead he plants barley. Vishtadef ruba deba'aga, vishtadef nami hanach sa'ara dile. So what happens is the entire area where they were farming, everyone's property was ruined, and his ruin, his also got ruined, even though he planted something different than he had said. So my, is this considered makas medina or not? Mi aminon, do we say, d'amr lei, ila zarisa chita haba nami mishat? But we say, had I planted wheat, it also would have been affected, because look around the rest of the area, everyone's wheat was destroyed. So the fact that I changed to barley wouldn't have helped. If I would have rather planted wheat instead, it wouldn't have helped. Oh, dim, or perhaps we could say, matzi amr lei, the landlord could say to the farmer here, ila zarisa chita, had you planted wheat like you were supposed to, have a makayim bi, I would have, for me, I would have been able to apply the pasuk of v'tigzar omer v'yokom lach. You make a gzeir and a kadosh baruch Hu is going to keep it. So therefore, for my mazel would have protected this. Rashi says two narrow lines down, v'tigzar omer, mashi tivakesh mina yotzi yaseh. When I ask from Hashem, will be granted to me. V'ani lo bikashi mina shemayim b'tchilas hashana she'etzlichenu b'sarum el v'chitim. I asked in the beginning of the year that all my chita should be successful. I didn't know you're going to plant saora. My tefila works for chita, it doesn't work for saora. So what's the answer? So the Gemara says, "Mistavra da'amr lei izarisa chita havi mekayim bi v'tigzar omer v'yakum lach." It makes sense that he could make a taina, that he davened for chita, so that's why the barley was destroyed, because he didn't daven for barley. And ba'al darchecha naga'or, and that's the rest of the pasuk. So which fascinating from this Gemara, halacha ma'isa, they say, how does this, should a person daven? So is there an inin to daven for kav yasher, for a direct, for very specific, I want this house, I want that car, I want something specific. So it sounds like from this Gemara, you're supposed to daven for something specific. And other achorim say, no, you daven for something general. You daven for what's best for me. Whatever house is best for, whatever car is best, whatever job is best for me, that's where you're supposed to daven. This Gemara means he happens to daven for something specific. Then it excludes everything else. But that's not the best thing to do, though. If you do narrow yourself, then you're not giving, leaving your options open. So it can, you can, if you want, focus your tefillah, but the best thing to do is really to be expansive. Whatever is best for me in business, in marriage, in whatever it might be. What?
And everybody else's field around them that was destroyed, they weren't davening.
They were davening, whatever, they weren't davening with a proper kavana.
I'm running out, so I won't be here, but this bottom tosos, when you get there, is even further along this point, very much more stuck when we get to that.
Okay, so we have chant, maybe we'll do that tosos. Okay. Fine, says the Gemara now, Nishtadfu kosadosav shel machir. Let's say the machir, the landlord, all his fields he had throughout the world are all affected. Vishtadf namiha bahadayu, and this one, namiha bahadayu, and this one field also that I'm busy working at also got ruined. But lo ishaduf ruba debaga. But the rest of the area here in Windermere wasn't affected. Only this guy's property that I happen to be watching was affected, along with all his other properties throughout the world. So my, so what do we say here? Mi aminan, do we say kevan de lo ishaduf ruba debaga lo menachile? Since the rest of Windermere wasn't affected, so clearly it wasn't a makas medina. This is the mazel of the mazel of the machir, the landlord. Or Dilmore, perhaps we say, no, I'm sorry, of the
choker, because the rest of it was
we don't take off. He has to still pay the high price. This is, you know, we look at it very localized. my property that I'm watching is the only one in Woodbury that got affected. So I, as the worker, I have to pay the full price, even though it didn't produce much. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we look at it globally from the landlord's perspective. Kevam dishaduf kulu arasa. All his lands throughout the world were destroyed. Matzi amrle, I, as the worker, could say to the landlord, Hi, mishim lascha didcha, this is your mazel. Deha mishato kol sadosecha. All your properties were ruined. So mistaver damrle, it's logical to say, Imishim lascha didi, had it been my mazel, says the landlord, so have a mishar li porter, I would have had something that was left over. Not all my property would have been destroyed. Why? Ki dechsev, the pasuk tells in Yirmiyah, ki nishar numar miharbe. There's always going to be something left for everyone. Nothing gets completely destroyed. There's always a little bit of something left. So my little bit of something should have been this property here in Woodmere. And this must be your fault that you destroyed it. So you see, the Gemara is very much favoring the landlords here. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Nishadfu kol sadosav shechocher. So now the worker has a number of properties that he's managing. And all his buildings, all his fields get destroyed. Bishadav ruba d'ba'aga. But also in Woodmere, all the properties got destroyed here. Vishadav Nami Habahadayu, and one of the properties that he happens to be managing has also got destroyed. So whose perspective do we look at? My, what do we say? Mi Amrina and Kevan Dishadav Rubad Ba'aga, since most places in Woodmere got ruined, Minachilay, it's considered a Makas Medina, and I can take it off the price and pay a lower monthly rate. Oldimar, perhaps we say, Kevan Dishadav Kula Arase, since all the properties I'm managing throughout were effective, Matzi Amrle. The landlord could say to me as the manager, Mishim Lascha Didach, this is my bad mazel as the worker, and I would have to pay the full price. Deha Mishadiv Kol Sadosecha, because all your fields, wherever you're managing them, all got destroyed. So Mistavra Damerlei Mishim Lascha Hu. So here we could say, no, it must be the mazel of the worker, the manager, it's his fault, he has to pay the full price. So am I. Why? Hachanami, Neimalei, why not say to the back to the landlord, Imishim lasadidai, if it's my mazel really, have a mishar li porta. Can I say the same thing you said before? And tave mekaimbi, ki nishar nu ma'at meharbe. So also, all my fields got destroyed. So the fields here, I always get something left, the pasuk says. There's always something, some nishar nu ma'at. I always get something left. So the last thing left would have been my field here in Woodmere. This was the last thing left over. So why did the Woodmere field get destroyed? It must be because Makas Medina that this Woodmere field got destroyed. So he says, Amrlei, because the landlord could say back to the worker, the manager, Ihava Chazisa, Lashiri Lacha, had you been worthy of having a field left over, Midahave Meshar Lacha Benafshecha, something of your own property, not my property, something that you actually own, not a property that you're managing wouldn't have been left over, only a property that you actually own, so therefore you have no taina. This was considered your fault, your mazel, and you have to pay the full price. So Meisive, the Gemara asks a question now. Hayisash Shnas Shidafon V'Yirakon, if it was a year of everyone's fields got destroyed, O Shvi, it's the year of Shemitah year, no one was working the land, O Shayu Shanam Kishnei Eliyahu, the years of Eliyahu where there's no rain, Eina Ololo Min HaMinin, doesn't count as part of the Minin, if I'm working the land and there's nothing to work, it's got destroyed and there's no rain, I don't have to pay the lease for that year. So Gemara says, Dumya Katani Shidafon V'Yirakon, Dumya Dishanam Kishnei Eliyahu. It compares, it couples together Shidafon Yirakon with the years of Eliyahu. What does that mean? Ma Shnei Eliyahu, the years of Eliyahu Anavi, Dilhava Tvua Klal, nothing grew at all. Af Hachanami Dilhava Tvua Klal, must be a type of Yirakon Shidafon where nothing grew at all. Aval, but that implies, Di'ika Tvua, Sakalei, V'lo Karmina Makas Medinahi. But if something grew, albeit being very little, but if something grew, then we wouldn't imply the din of Makas Medina, and he would have to pay the full amount. So we said above, so what's the shkasha from above? So Rashi says, Ha'ika tfua beduchte achrisa. No, that's not the one we wanted. Yeah, I think there's one we want. I think we want that one, right? Yeah. That's what we wanted. So Rashi says, yeah. Ha'ika tfua beduchte achrisa. Ava gavdahu abaga ishadif. Even though that area got ruined, all the fields around, Armin lost the day. We say, Tizmazel, Garam, Vesakale. Migradamim. So if some of the grains grew, so then we say he has to pay the full amount here. So the Gemara answers, no, Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, Shiny Hasam, there is different. Damar Krab, because the Pasuk says, Bemispar Shnei Tvuos Yimchar Lecha, Shanam Sheish Bem Tvua Ba'olam. So what's going on here? So Rashi says here, where's that Rashi? So you look at Rashi, Rashi, the braisa that we said above, comparing Shidafon and Shvius, is talking about Noah, Gavi Mocher, Bizman Shah, Yovel Noah. If I sell my property when Yovel was practiced, then She'enu Mutter Lo Ligo, Pachas Mishtei Shanim. I cannot redeem it. I cannot buy my property back within 2 years. That's the halacha based on Psukim, the Gemara is an Erech, and if I sell your property within the Yovel, when Yovel is being practiced, I need to leave it for you for 2 years before being able to redeem this back. But if it's one of the years that you had it for was a year that nothing was growing, like the years of Eliyahu HaNavi and the years of Shidafon Yirakom, that doesn't count as part of the 2 years that you're counting. So we see, why not? So the Gemara said, but if it had some level of Tevua, it would be counted. So how come we don't call it Makas Medina? For our purposes, we say Makas Medina is even as long as Rov gets affected. So why? The Gemara says it's different. When it comes to purposes of Makabel from a field, so if Rov is affected, even though some Tevua is being grown, if Rov is affected, that's not part of the account for the year. When it comes to special din of the Mocher, Bizman Sheh Yovel Noeg, those 2 years, the Pasuk says, Bizman Sheh Shnei Tevua Shimcha Lecha, Sharm Sheesh Ba Tevua Ba'olam. We look at overall, if there's some level of Tevua in the world, that counts, even though it's a little bit, as long as there's some Tevua. The only time that you don't count the year as part of those 2 years, if there's mamish no tvua at all, so it's a special gzeirah kasev for mocher bizman sheyovel noeg, but doesn't apply to our halacha at all. So now the Gemara asks a question then. So again, just to review, so when I buy my property to you in Eretz Yisrael during the years of Yovel, so you could keep it for 2 years. After 2 years, I could redeem it back. Now, how do you calculate 2 years? So if it one of the years where nothing grows at all, that's not part of the 2 year count. That's what we're learning from here. But if something grows in the world, even though it's a little bit, if something grows, that is considered a year in the world of Mocher, Bizman Sheyovel Noegba. So then the Gemara asks a question, the first wide line, Amar Le Ravashi, the Rav Kahana. El Miatev, that's the case. Shvis, Talo, Minaminion. Deha Ika Tua Bechus La'aretz. So when Shvis is being practiced, so there's a Tevu in the world. So this Tevu in the world, that should be counted as one of the years of the 2 years that you buy it. How come we're saying that no, during the Shemit year, that doesn't count as one of the 2 years. I have to wait until the year after, till 3 years really. So the Gemara is a very important line when it comes to the Sug of Shvis. Amar le Shvis Afkasa de Malki. Afkasa de Malka says Rashi. Afkasa de Malka to halfway down Rashi's. Hamelech Bitlo, the Melech in this case is Hashem. He's bitla milizaro. He says no one's allowed to plant. Varehi kimo she'enu, as if it doesn't exist. V'lo kara kos of Yisrael shnas tevua. It's as if there's no tevua, even though there really is tevua chutz laretz. We view it as if there is not, and that's why it doesn't count as one of the years. And this is what the Gemara is referred to as shvius being afkasa de malka versus afkasa de gavra. This machlok is in general how shmita works. You as a gavra, is there an obligation on the farmer to do some level of shmita that I'm staying, my land is off limits, or no? It's not up to me. Afkasa de malka. The Torah says you can't work the year. I don't have any decision making. I have no choice here. It's afkasa de malka, or is afkasa de gavra? That's a discussion you find in the Urayim and elsewhere. Either way, that's why shmita is not part of the count because of special gzeres akasa. So Amar Le Mar Zutcher Brei the Rav Meri the Ravina El Miatav. That's the case that Shvius Lo Talo Mina Lo rather El Miatav. That's the case Shvius Lo Talo Lo Mina Girua. It shouldn't count as part of the redemption price. Alama Tana No Sin Telo Pundin Lashana. The lacha is that let's say you have a field, so you have to break it down, divide by 49. So however many years left of the cycle, let's say I sold it the first year of the Shemitah cycle, so there are 49 years left that I would, if I don't redeem it back from you, I'll get it back by Yovel. So you have to calculate it based on 49 years, you break it into 49 parts, and however many years left in the cycle, that's how much money I owe you back. It's everything divided by 49. But now the Gemara asks if Shemitah is not part of the calculation, it should really be 42. You should remove 7 of those years because you can't really use it. Those don't count. So it should really be everything divided by 42, not by 49. So the Gemara says, Amar Leh, Shaini Hasan Dechazi L'mishtat Cheba Piri. Even though as part of the redeeming it back the land, we can't count Shemitah as a year that he used it for, when it comes to the redemption price, we can take into account the years of Shemitah because it still can function. I mean, although he can grow things in the Shemitah year, he's able to use it to spread out his fruit and dry them out. That would be permitted. So it is some level of function whereby they can take it into consideration of calculating the redemption price. Okay. Mar now says we're six wide lines down. Amar Shmuel lo shanu ela shazara b'tzamcha v'achlachal. This whole discussion here only applies, this whole Makas Medina. If there's a Makas Medina, I could take it off my lease price. So if let's say I'm paying $1,000 a month for the field, and there's a Makas Medina, I could pay only $500 that given year. So the Gemara says now, lo shanu ela shazara b'tzamcha v'achlachal. If I planted, I grew. And then the grasshoppers came and destroyed all the produce. If I didn't plant anything at all, lo, then I cannot take off the price. Why? Because the landlord could say, had you planted, I would have been able to employ the pasuk, lo yevshu beis ra uvimei ravon yisbao. So maybe I would have been zochet to have my field being unaffected. You don't know what would have happened. So therefore, maybe it wouldn't have affected my field, and therefore you would have to pay the full price in that case. Then the Gemara asks a question, Mesiv Rav Sheshes, Roeh Shea Roeh V'hiniach Edro, a shepherd who's watching the sheep, and he leaves the flock behind. In Mubalair, he goes to the city to buy some lunch, and he comes back and turns out, Ubaza Eivatarf. We saw this earlier in the Masechta. A wolf comes along and kills some of the sheep. Uba'ar Eivadoris, or a lion comes and kills some of the sheep. So Ein Omrim, we don't say to him, Ila Hayasham Hayamatz. Had he been there, he could have vadai saved the sheep. That's not true. Ella Omdinoso, we evaluate im yochel hatzil chayiv im la'apater. We say, had he been there, would he have been able to protect from the lion or the ze'ev? Had he been able to? So then we would say, okay, he's chayiv, he should have stayed back. But had it been a situation where we could really figure out that had he been there, he couldn't have done anything about this, then we would say, he's pater. So that's what the statement of Rav Sheshes, the Brisa says. So Rav Sheshes asks now, Vamai, why is this the case? Can we say the pasuk Ihav is a hasam? Had you been there, the owner of the sheep could say, had you been there as a shepherd, as a shomer, have a mekayim be, I would have held on to gamas ari gamas adov hikavdecha. You could have invoked the pasuk that appears in Shmuel that you could have killed the eved, you could have killed the lion, the bear, everything. Had you been there, you could have stopped it because it was protecting my flock. So why can't you say that? So it must be Risham Delay, because the shepherd could say, Ihavas Chazi Lestrahusha Lechanisa, Havas Rachisha Lechanisa, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Had I been Zochat a nace, I would have had a nace even like Rabbi Chanina, which is what? The Masin Easy Dove Bikernayu. That the goats, he wasn't there, the goats had speared with their horns the bears and brought them back. So you don't need me to be present. If there's a nace, the nace is going to happen for me whether I'm there and whether I'm not there. Nothing to do with my presence being there. Since there wasn't an ace when I wasn't there, there wouldn't have been an ace when I was there either. So you can't invoke that pasuk. So then the Gemara says,
"Would have happened to you, not to me."
On behalf of the land, the owner of the sheep, owner, yeah. Regardless of me as a shepherd being there or not, the ace would have happened, just like Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So the Gemara says, "Well, ne malei nihid lanisa rabba lahavi chazina lanisa zuta chazina." Well, maybe I'm not roi for a large nace like Rabbi Chanina, where the goats are actually killing the bears, but maybe for a small nace, I would have been zocha, and had you been present, maybe your presence could have helped some level of a smaller nace happen, and therefore you're responsible to pay for leaving my flock behind. And the Gemara ends off in a kasha. Adam wanted us to do this bottom tosis here. Do we have time for this bottom tosis? No. Okay, so on your own, you do some homework. Fine. The Gemara now says on the top of Kavavim and Beis, Tani Chada, one Brisa tells us that Pam Rishona Vishnia Zora Ushlishis Eina Zora. The Tani Idach Shlishis Vizora Revius Eina Zora. So what's going on here? So Rashi says on the top of Amun Beis here, Pam Rishona Vishnia Zora Vachla Chagav O Nishata Chose Vizora Shenis. I plant and the grasshoppers destroy it, the locusts come destroy it. I plant a second time, the same thing happens. Vim Eina Zora Eina Menachelo Afilo Himakas Medina. So some of the machlokas had to read this line here, but it says Rashi, if I'm not zor, if I don't plant the second time, I do not take off from the amount. Because even if it's a makas medina, I should have done it a third time. I should have done this a third time and see what happened. But so the machlokas, whether or not, so let's read it out like Rashi. The, according to the simple reading is that really, I don't have to plant it a second time because already it's a chazaka that these things are getting destroyed. And according to the second Brisa, says, no, after three times that this happens, that really creates a chazaka. So what creates a chazaka? Is it two times creating a chazaka, or is it three times that creates a chazaka? And the Gemara says, Lokasha, it's a machlok, because we find several places in Shas, Hakurebi, Hakurebi, Shimon Gamliel. Hakurebi, Damar, betrays him. They have a chazaka. He holds two times creates a chazaka. That's why the third time you don't have to plant it. But Hakurebi, Shimon Gamliel, Damar, Petlas, Zimna, it's not until three times that a chazaka is established, have a chazaka. So Amar Rish Lakish says now, Lo Shanu Ela Shezaret Tzamcha Ve'achla Chagav. It's only true, like Shmuel said, if you planted, it grew, and then the locust came and destroyed it. Aval Zarvet Lo Tzamcha, if you grew it, and you planted it rather, and nothing grew. So then what happens? Nothing destroyed it. So Matzi Amar Le Bal Karka. The landlord could say, Kol Yimei Zara Zarle V'azil. So what does he say? Rashi explains here four lines from the top. My matzi amrle ba karka kol yomi zara zera v'azil kolomer kol zman hazriya chazer v'zara shem alohi gizman. Replant it now. Just because it didn't grow, don't say it's makas medina. Try to replant. Maybe the seeds were bad. Just put another round of seeds in there as well. And keep trying until ademas. So until when does the worker, the farmer, have to continue to try to replant things? Amrle papa ad daasi arisi midavra v'kaima kima. Arishayo. You have to continue to try to plant and work the field until, what does this mean? So there's a decent sized Rashi here. Rashi says, Adzman dichi asa arisa midivra v'nichnas labayis. When he comes to the arisa, the farmer comes from the divra as a sadeh. If he comes from the field to the house, bizman shin ragilun likanis, the time where the farmers come in, dehainu, when is that? La'achar teisha shalos b'yom karv la'sof ha'asiris. Towards the end of the ninth hour of the day, kaima kima shuzanav tleb. Kima is one of the mazalos, the different constellations, which is the tail of the sheep, one of the constellations. Lahadi Rishayu Barosh Kaladam. Tainu Be'em Sarakia Shinir al Kaladam. Now he goes through all the various mazalos here. So that zman, that hour, the ninth hour, is when he has to stop planting. So I'm not sure if there's a zman in terms of season, but in terms of the shah, the hour of the day, that he has to continue to try to work on it until longer it's no longer fit for working in the field. That's what he says. So then the Gemara says, but I think it has to be dafka in the, this only works in the Chodesh Adar though, right? That's whole long Rashi explained, when is this case only in Chodesh Adar until the Zanav comes in the ninth hour, which is dafka in Adar. So he has up until Adar to continue to try to plant, and if he doesn't have any mazel then, so then he's not, then he's doesn't have to try anymore. So the Gemara now asks, Meisive Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Mishim Rabbi Meir Omer, V'chein Sotu Haya Rabban Shimon Benasi Omer, Kidvarv, he says the same thing that what? Chatzi Tishrei Mar Cheshvan V'chatzi Kislev, half a month from Tesvav Nisan, rather Tesvav Tishrei, which is Sukkot, and then all the month of Cheshvan, and then half of Kislev, then Zera, he planted, you should plant, Chatzi Kislev, Tei V'chatzi Kislev, Tei V'chatzi V'chatzi Shevet, Shvat rather, Charv, that's the winter, you don't do anything there, and then Chatzi Shevet, Ada Shvat rather, Adar V'chatzi Nisan is core, it's a little colder, but not quite the chorif. V'chatzi Nisan Iyar, V'chatzi Sivan is Ktsir, where you start to cut the grains. V'chatzi Sivan Tamaz, V'chatzi Av, Kite, it is the Kite, is the summer months. And then V'chatzi Av, Elul V'chatzi Tishrei, Chom, that's where it's very, very hot. So these are the different seasons. And Rabbi Yehuda, Mona Mitishrei, he counted from the beginning of Tishrei, from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. And Rabbi Shum, Mona Mimar Cheshvan, he would count from later on, not until Aleph Cheshvan would he count. So Man Mekel B'Kula, who is the most lenient? It must be Rabbi Shimon. He's the most Mekel. Let's see, V'chuli Hai Lokamar. So it says, where are we now in the Rashi's here? One second here. Look at Rashi. The first wide line, at the end of the line, Rashi says, Man Kimekel B'Meshach Me'azera. Who is the one who's most Mekel with this man of planting? The Misha B'Lachar is Yosef. The one who comes after the planting, it's Rabbi Shimon, Shimonah Min Mar Cheshvan, Vomer Mar Cheshvan V'Kislev Zera, that he includes the latest man, he's the latest season of when a person is allowed to plant. V'chuli Hai Lo Kamar. So how come above we said that the farmer has to continue to try to grow up until Adar? Now we have a braisa, three-way machlokas, what this man of Zera is. Is it from Tishrei for 3 months? Or is it really from mid-Tishrei for really 2 months rather? Or is it from Cheshvan to 2 months? So the latest one we have is Cheshvan and Kislev. No one goes beyond that. So how could we have a suggestion above that the farmer has to continue to try to grow things until Adar? That's 2 months after the latest man we have here in the Brisa. So the Gemara says, no, ha, de kabli minei becharfei, ha, de kabli minei beafle. What does that mean? Says Rashi, two wide lines down, becharfei, chitin v'shifon in izram b'tchias ha-choref, wheat that's planted in the beginning of the winter, beafle, sauron v'kinyos b'nizram ba'adar. Different species are planted different times of the year. So when it comes to wheat, those things that are made earlier, charif is to be sharp, earlier in the year, that's early in the winter, that's what the Brice is referring to, Tishrei versus Cheshvan. When we're talking about our Gemara above, planting up until Adar, that's referring to barley and kidneys and other types of beans, which is planted later in the year, which is in Adar. Gemara now says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im kibla menu mals, if the the worker, the farmer, said, I'll pay you in money. So then, no matter what happens to Machiz Medina or not Machiz Medina, Ben Kach or Ben Kach, he said, you have to pay the full price. We never take off, even if it's a Machiz Medina. So Gemara has a Smaisa, Hahu Gaver, there's once an individual, the Kabul Ara, the Mizre Behu, Tuma, Aguda Dinar Malkas Saba. He took upon himself to plant, what's Tuma? Garlic, I think, right? I think garlic. He wanted to plant garlic on the banks of the river of the older king. That was the name of the river. Bezuze, and he'll pay money to use the space. He was going to lease it for money. Istakar Nahar, Malka Saba. Now what happened? The water shut down. There's no flow anymore, so he couldn't really plant anything. Also, the Kamadi Rava, they went through Rava. Amarlei, Nar Malka Saba, lo avid de mischar, Malkas Medinahi. So that no one, it doesn't shut down. It wasn't your mazel. This was a Malkas Medina. It affected everybody. So it was Malkas Medina, and therefore you could pay less than the price that you were supposed to pay. So the Azil Nachilei, so go take off some of the price. Amrlei Rabban l'Rava, but the Tamidim said to Rava, Ha'anan Tanan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Kibla Himanu Bimos, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Eino Menachelo Menachichuro, if you're taking upon yourself to pay in cash, then you don't take off the money. And this guy took upon himself to pay in cash. Amrlehu, so Rava says to his Tamidim, Less the Chashle, the Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, even if you accept upon yourself to pay cash, if it's a Machiz Medina, you would take off the bottom line.
What's Rabbi Yehuda's Svara? That if you pay cash,
My guess is that was part of the das that I'm not my payment is going to be completely divorced and independent from what happens to the produce. I'm thinking by myself a chayvus to pay you money separate from the produce. But if you connect it to the produce, then it's an implicit understanding that it's going to be affected. It might adjust depending on what happens to the produce. So the Mishnah now tells us Hamakabel Sada Mechaveru Be'asara Kur Chitim L'Shana. He said, I'm going to take upon this field, and I'll pay the lease agreement will tell me that I'm going to pay 10 kor of wheat per year. For luck, so what happened was the wheat got destroyed. No sin lo mitocha. You pay the wheat. That was the agreement. The wheat that's grown in the field, I'll pay you from. Let's ayachita. You can't say, you know, the landlord can't say, you know what, pay me from, I want better wheat. Pay me from outside. You can't do that. You pay from the actual wheat. Let's say I end up being such a great farmer and I grew such beautiful wheat. I want to keep the wheat for myself. I can't say to the landlord, you know what? Lo yomar lo harini lo keach meshuk. I'm going to buy you some average, medium quality meat for wheat rather from the shuk, and I'll keep the yafos for myself. You can't say that. Ela no sin lo mitocho. So whether it works for your benefit or not, you always have to pay. If the agreement is 10 kor of wheat from that field, you always pay from the field regardless of the quality of the chita. So Gemara has a ma'aser now. Hahu gavra. There's once an individual, the kabel arava lasafsasa, bikari desara. So he took upon himself to grow in the field some asasa, which is shachas, which is some of that aftergrowth, which is low quality food, some grass for the animals to eat, and he took upon himself to pay in return kore sara, certain amounts of barley. So abdaf safsasa. So then he made, he grew the shachas, he grew that aftergrowth, those grass for the animals. After he was done, Harshi plowed the field, and Zarasara, then he wanted to grow barley so he could pay back the owner. So Velaka and Hanisari, so the barley got ruined, so he has nothing to pay back anymore. So Shalcha Rav Chaviva Misura, the Pras, Lekame de Ravina, they sent a message to Ravina, Ki Hai Gavna, Mai, what's the halacha here in this case? Ki Laksa Nosin Lamitocha Dami? Oh, lo. Do we say, since it got destroyed, he pays back whatever barley left? It was his field that got destroyed. Here's the terrible barley. Or no, he has to go to the marketplace and find good barley. Amalei, midami, you could compare these cases. In one case, it did the shlichus. I got the field to grow shachas, and it grew shachas. I wanted to also use it for Seorim, but I wasn't leasing it for Seorim, but it did your shlichus, what I wanted to do. So I owe you money, I owe you barley, I need to go to the marketplace. The case above, where I was growing chita, and the chita itself got ruined, so I paid back the chita, and it didn't do the shlichus, what I was supposed to do. So I hand you back whatever your land produced, here's back in your face. But the Seorim, which wasn't part of the agreement, I have to go to the shuk and get fresh barley to pay you back. Mar has one other mice, and then we'll stop here. Ahu gavred the kabel pardis mechaver. He took upon himself an orchard from his friend Be'eser Dani Chamer, and he'll pay back the amount of 10 things of wine. So talk of Hahu Chamer, and the wine went bad. Savar Rav Kahana LeMeimar Haynu Masizin. That's our Mishnah. Luck Sanosin LeMatocha. I'm sorry, this is your bad luck. Here's the wine; it got ruined, but this is from your field. Your field didn't do your shlichus. So Amalei Rav Ashi Midami. Could you compare the case again? There, in the case of the wine, rather than the case of the Mishnah, the chita didn't do what it's supposed to do. So I say, your field didn't do the shlichus. Here's your wheat back in your face. But halcha here, of the arish lichusa, I was growing the pardes for whatever it was, for the grapes, and the grapes grew, it did the shlichus. So therefore, I need to pay you back. Even though the wine went bad, I need to go buy wine from you, because in the end of the day, the shlichus went through, I owe you payment. Umode Ravashi. Ravashi agrees in the case. Beinvi de my let's say the kadum who besad the shalaksa b'omreha. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains here that of the five lines of anve the kadum anavim shetiliu. If the grapes went bad or b'omreha b'odin shetuchos liyavish b'yamei akayit. If the wheat was out there drying in the summer, the chol zman zeh odin tzrich in the kark. You still need the field as part of the drying process. If they got ruined at that stage, prior to making it wine and whatnot, then he can claim that your field didn't do the proper job. I don't owe you the money. I'm paying you from the field with all the bad produce. Okay. Curious to know that Tosos. I'm going to do the Tosos. If anyone wants to stay for it, feel free. No need to. I'm going to do it myself.
He had different timings. You could say that down for it. You could say that...
Let's see what Tosa says. So this is going back in the Kuf Vav and Aleph. Again, feel free to leave. You don't have to stay. I'm going to read for myself. But Tosa says, "Lenisa zuta mia chazal kashi." He says, "But still, I'm worthy of a low level nes." So asks Tosa's Tema, "My kashi, what's the problem here?" Ha, Amrin Lael. We said above the Chiamer leizar chitim vezar saara. If I said to plant wheat, and the end of the day, the farmer ended up planting barley. Vishtaduf, and it got ruined, the Matzi Amrlai, the landlord could say, Eez, Arisa Chitin, had you planted wheat, have a Mekayim be, I could have invoked the Pasuk, Vatigz or Omer, Vayakum Lacha, maybe my davening would have worked. The Koshkin, certainly, Kishilo Zara Klaus, certainly when you didn't plant at all, the Lekha Ochacha, She Rai Lishadif. Meaning what? Why is the Gemara here invoking the concept of the Nasir as opposed to the Tvila? Should it be about Tvila? So says Tosas, Yeshlomar, the Shmuel Mairi, Kigon Jamrle Zera Komashir Tirza. The cases where you say plant anything that you want. The Hashilomatu Memor, Havimakayim Biva Tigzer, Omer Vayakum Lacha. You can't say the Pasuk, had I made a Gzeira, Hashem would have listened to my Gzeira. The Mistama, Lohayamakaba, Kadesh Baruch, Tvilaso Shazer, Shetzlia Komashi Yizra, in Loshiaslo Nes. Ah. So according to this Tosas, the Tvila only works if it's very specific for a certain min. If you do a general Tvila Stama, that doesn't work. The Tvila doesn't work in such a way. So that's the Chiddush of Tosfos here. Okay.
If it's not a
Nase,
if you do a Tvila
that's Stam, so it only works if it's a Nase. If I said, give me a good business, and something comes my way, that's viewed as a Nase, according to this Tosfos. I down for something very specific, I want to be successful in buying this company, this particular company, so then that's a tefillah, that's not considered a nes.
If